This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. I worked in Washington, D.C. in the 80s and 90s, and while I was there, the mayor of that city, Marion Barry, got caught in a hotel room with a woman by the name of Rashida Jones, who is not his wife, and the two of them smoked some crack cocaine. What Barry did not know was that it was an FBI sting, and there were false walls, and there were cameras behind those walls, and they caught video of the mayor smoking crack, and they did that because they knew it was not his first time. It was a huge scandal, and I will tell you that because I was doing a morning radio show at the time, it was the kind of thing that when it falls in your lap, you pick it up and you run with it every single day for as long as you possibly can. And because Marion Barry, as the mayor, was quite a character, we ran with that for a very, very, very long time. It was the gift that kept on giving. Ironically, Marion Barry, who ended up having to leave office, later ran for the city council in Washington, was reelected by the populace there, and to this day continues to serve in that city's administration. I mentioned that little bit of history from more than a quarter century ago because I was reminded of it this week when the mayor of Toronto, Canada, which, by the way, is North America's fifth largest city, the mayor there, Rob Ford, who himself is America's sixth largest city, he admitted that he, yes, had smoked crack cocaine. There was a videotape that was rumored 6 months ago. Some journalists in Toronto said that they had this tape and that they had looked at it and that it was definitely the mayor on it and it was definitely him smoking crack. At the time, of course, like all politicians do, he denied it. No, I've never done that sort of thing. But finally this week, after the tape was confirmed by some other sources and shown to the public, Rob Ford, in front of a scrum of reporters, said this.
Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
When,
but
sir?
No, do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you?
Have I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago.
How many?
Yes,
times
I've made mistakes. I've made mistakes. All I can do now is apologize and move on.
Have
I don't know what.
Guys,
okay. Can I just?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, please.
All
go
I can
ahead.
Say is I've made mistakes. That's, and you guys kept referring to alcohol. There was a couple isolated incidents. There's been times when I've been in a drunken stupor.
Drunken stupor. He mentions that twice. Crack cocaine once, drunken stupor twice. As if that's a defense. See, here's the stunning thing to me about this. Rob Ford thinks he didn't do anything wrong. Even without the crack part, the mayor who repeatedly gets himself into a drunken stupor, that should be a problem. Now, if he thinks that smoking crack while in a drunken stupor isn't a big deal, and remember, he's the mayor, I wonder what he would say to everybody in his city who has been arrested and convicted and jailed for doing the exact same thing. Could crackheads in that city who were busted by the Toronto police, could they tell a judge, Your Honor, I did it in a drunken stupor? Oh, you did it in a drunken stupor. Okay, go on your way. No problem. Go on with your day. Thanks for coming in here today. No, that's not an excuse. And it's not right when you're an executive who admits to the very same things that your subordinates are sending people to jail for. I also wonder if there's a statute of limitations on that crime. Since he's admitted it happened a year ago, and there's videotape of it, can he be prosecuted for it? I also would like to know, how often have you found yourself or been found by others in a drunken stupor? And by the way, since you're Canadian, how many liters of Labatt's Blue does that take? I used to enjoy the Labatt's Blue back in my drinking days. It's a fine beer. And I know that in Toronto, you can get it pretty much everywhere. I think kids can get it in fourth grade there. That's how popular Labatt's Blue is in the Toronto area. And certainly in Ottawa, the capital, and all across the rest of Canada. So I want to know how many. Now, he's a big guy. He makes Chris Farley back in the old days as a big, drunken, fat guy look like nothing. This guy, Rob Ford, if he's not 400 pounds, I'd be shocked. So it probably takes a case or two of Labatt's Blue to get this guy going. And I bet it wasn't enough. He couldn't find enough Labatt's Blue, which is why he did the crack cocaine. I also would guarantee you, I don't know if they have White Castle in Canada, but if they did, I guarantee you this guy's been through the drive-thru and ordered up a couple of Crave cases just for himself. I wonder if any politician will ever learn that denying the existence of photos or video, showing them doing something illegal, is always a bad idea because the footage will always surface. And by the way, other footage showed up of him on Thursday, this time not doing crack cocaine, but making violent threats about, we don't know who the person was he was threatening. I would play the video for you here, but we would have to bleep it, and the audio is so bad, the quality of it, that you wouldn't understand it, and I can't give you subtitles on the radio. I'll just tell you, he says, I'm going to kill that blanking guy. I'm telling you, it's first-degree murder. He dies or I die, brother. And when he says brother, he's literally talking to his brother, who is, by the way, exactly as big, fat, and red-faced as Rob Ford is. And, by the way, is also on the city council in Toronto. These two big guys, and when I say big guys, I mean that the two of them cannot get on the same elevator together without being over the weight limit for that elevator. I don't know how they handle going up and down the elevators in City Hall, but it's got to be one at a time. So Rob Ford, the mayor, also makes motions with his hands in the video and says, when he's down, I'll rip his blanking throat out. I'll poke his eyes out. I'll make sure that blanker is dead. So he was asked about this on Thursday. And you know what his excuse was? Well, I was really, 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 really drunk at the time. This is this guy's excuse. Now, you may have heard that Elizabeth Vargas, who is a longtime reporter and anchorwoman for ABC News here in the U.S., she announced this week she has an alcohol problem and she's going in for rehab. Maybe before she goes, she could do a one-on-one with the mayor, not just as an interview, but perhaps also as an intervention and get him in there too. And this is not the first time that Rob Ford has done stuff that should have gotten him in a lot of trouble. This is a guy who at the Taste of Danforth Street Festival in Toronto this summer was absolutely hammered, walking around in public. Let's party! There is video of this, actually. Let's party! And it sounds at one point like he's saying, do you want some blow? I can get you some blow. By the way, one of his aides said that the mayor was referring to cologne. I can get you some cologne. Because that's the sort of thing you would bring up at a street festival when you're hammered. In 2007, he was thrown out of a Toronto Maple Leafs game for drunkenly yelling at a fan who asked him to be quiet. Who the blank do you think you are? Are you a blanking teacher? Do you want your little wife to go over to Iran and get raped and shot? Now, I don't know what that means or why he would say that, but that's him, drunk in public. On St. Patrick's Day last year, he was seen stumbling down the street, inebriated and sweaty, but the report said, but in a jovial way. This is the mayor we're talking about. He was thrown out of a private party late that night for fighting and carrying on like an idiot and storming the dance floor. He has been photographed drunk at a bachelorette party. He was spotted at Walmart late at night wearing nothing but pajama pants and a hoodie. In February, he went late to the ball honoring Canadian soldiers because he was drunk and rambling and incoherent, and he was asked to leave. There was a party for the Canadian Jewish Political Action Committee in March where his former rival Sarah Thompson said he grabbed her butt while the two posed for a picture together and told her that she should have been on vacation with him in Florida because his wife wasn't there. At the time, Sarah Thompson thought, I think this guy's on cocaine. Yeah, probably. By the way, that's not it. There have been death threats laid against him. Charges of assault and uttering death threats against him by his wife, Renata, back in 2008. She also called the cops on Christmas Eve 2011 after a domestic dispute. So did his mother-in-law the next day, claiming that Ford was drunk and trying to take his children away against his wife's wishes. And on and on and on. And here's the great part of this, the most ironic part of the whole story. Mayor Rob Ford's approval numbers went up 5 points after he admitted doing crack. The people of Toronto, for some ridiculous reason, like this guy. And so, is he going to resign? No. In fact, he's running for re-election. At that press conference this week, he said, well, I think that the voters of Toronto really get a say on whether I stay in office or not, and they'll get that say. You know when Election Day is? The end of October next year. A year from now, this guy's going to stay in office. Caught on video doing crack. caught on video threatening to kill somebody, and all the other stuff I just laid out for you. I know Canada is a laid-back society, eh? But Rob Ford is Tommy Boy in the flesh, and there is lots of flesh. America!